Hello.
Hi, Mr. Harris. It's Allison. I am so sorry. I was on the other line.
That's okay.
So I got your form. I already sent it in. And I sent it late yesterday because they sent it to me end of day. But I didn't get a chance to confirm it. So I do have it, and I sent it already.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I got a letter saying that it was missing information or something. It was confusing.
Nope, I just sent it to you. So wait, did you get a letter in the mail from Department of Human Services or the broker?
I don't know, I gotta look through all. I've been getting so many letters from everybody, Social Security, everybody, Health Finance.
If you want, if you're able to, and if this would help you, you can take a picture and send it to me and I can look it over if you're confused on it.
Okay, but you're saying you got a complete form, though, right?
The physician's form, yeah. Are they saying they're missing it?
Yeah, I think that's what I've got. Let me see. And who would have been from?
So missing the physician's form would be from the independent enrollment broker or Maximus. If it's missing other things, it would be Department of Human Services.
Social Security, Department of Human Services.
There you go.
No, this is Medicare. This is not it.
You're all good. Take your time.
You're getting this move because you automatically qualify for extra. No, that's not it.
Did you just get it?
Excuse me?
Did you just get it?
Yeah, maybe a day or two ago.
Okay.
But I was thinking that maybe it was just because the doctor information that we dealt with didn't send over for him yet.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Do you remember when you called into the broker, and it's okay if you don't, but they gave you what's called a Harmony ID?
No, I don't remember getting a Harmony ID.
Okay. So I would let this, honestly, I would just let it process because I sent it yesterday at around 4:30.
Okay.
When I received it. So I would let it process. I'm going to wait until they confirm with me because they usually send me an email back stating that they're processing it. I haven't gotten one yet, but I can let you know once I do. Now let me see. We have everything completed for you for the first step. You had, and remind me if I'm wrong, did you have your area on aging assessment yet?
That's when someone comes out?
Yeah, well, you're going to have two assessments where somebody comes out. The first one is with Maximus or the broker, and they go over the application, the paperwork, the intake. And then the second one is like more of a physical. They go over a day in your life, make you do a little bit of like cognitive, physical tests, all of that.
Okay. No, I had the first visit this Thursday.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you're not even done yet. Okay. Then you are like way ahead.
Okay.
You're way ahead. Usually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a copy of the form to show the broker at the appointment. Let them know I already sent it in, but you can show them. Usually the physician's form is done after the first appointment, but we got it done before.
Okay, you're going to text me that?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I can text you while we're on the phone. just so I can confirm it with you.
No, Mom, I'm okay.
Urban. All right. And okay. Let me see. There we go. All right, 215-495-9271.
Correct.
I just sent it over. It is sending. My system's a little wonky and a little slow.
Got it.
Heard that. And then there's the second portion. Is it loading? Yeah. Like they're coming in?
I'm downloading it now. Okay. And I got the second one.
Beautiful. So when, once those download, you can show that to the broker. Let them know I already sent it over to them. They should have it for your file, but you're just showing them, hey, I have it done. And then more of what I said about the area on aging, they'll go over that with you as well.
Okay, so how many more steps are there? So I got this one, that's one. And then, you see, I get another visit after Thursday.
Yep.
And then after that.
After that, they're going to send all three, the broker, the area on aging, the physician approval to the county. County will then make you hand in any financial information that they're missing for your welfare file. Once that is handed in, they will send the approval to your insurance, and you will go through one last assessment with a assigned service coordinator for your hours a week, and then also your plan of care.
Okay, so.
It takes 30 business days from the start of the application. So from the 18th, we should have you approved by October 18th.
Okay.
All right, 30 calendar days. That's how I look at it. So that's why it's important that we keep track of when you schedule that first appointment for, because it's 30 days since that start.
Okay, so we started this whole thing, what, September 18th?
Yes. For the date of your first appointment is Thursday the 18th. From that day is the start of your application, because that's when you fill out the paperwork.
Okay, okay. So September 18th is when my appointment is, and then
yep.
30 days from that
yep.
is when we should be done and my mother is working?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would say probably by the last week, I would say, for everything in the process, or by the 22nd latest, 23rd.
And that's when, for what?
For everything to begin.
Her actually, like, working.
Working for you, yeah, clocking in.
Okay.
Yeah, it shouldn't take that long.
And one more thing, she told me to ask.
Yeah.
What is the hourly wages?
So it depends on how many hours a week for Philadelphia we're able to pay between 14 and 15. Again, depending on hours. If you get approved for, say, 40 under, most likely be able to do 15. If you get approved 40 over, we can discuss it depending on overtime, because we do then go into time and a half. But it would be between 14 and 15 for any of the hours, for the average of 40 hours a week.
Okay. And who determines the amount of hours I need?
It is the insurance company, your long-term care. Let me see. So So during the appointment on the 18th, they're going to have you pick a long-term care community health choices plan. So either there's only three, Keystone First, UPMC, PA Health and Wellness. And depending on which one you choose when they process the application, they will be in charge of the hours. They'll assign you like a service coordinator to come out for a last final appointment. Assess you for hours a week that Ms. Mitchell can work.
Okay, yeah, the UPNC, I think that's
okay.
What I have, and it starts October 1st.
Yes, you said that. Okay, yeah, so UPNC, I'm actually going to switch that on your file just so I remember right now. So UPMC will assign you a service coordinator. That will be your main contact at the insurance for any medical equipment, programs that you want to enroll in, Meals on Wheels, at-home modifications, emergency systems that you need, plus the home care hours.
Okay.
So that'll all process once we get you approved for the state program.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions like that?
No. If anything comes up, you know, I just give you a call.
Okay. And if she does need it, I don't know if she does, but we do also have health insurance options for caregivers, available as well. Okay.
What you mean?
Like if they work, 40 hours for us, they're eligible. We do have health insurance options for caregivers for working for us.
Okay. And, what else would come with that? Like paid, like sick, holiday, anything like that?
So we unfortunately don't do anything like PTO, but we do weekly pay overtime and do the health insurance option. I believe we have life insurance as well. I can double check and I can send over a whole benefit package if you would like.
That'll come in the mail.
I can send it either email, text, whatever you prefer.
Well, let me you know, give her this information.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'll let you know.
All good. If you need anything or if she has any questions, you guys can contact me directly, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll be in touch. Take care, Mr. Harris.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.